Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you recognize that arrangement?
No.
But that is Mozart's Sleigh Ride from Boston Pops with Arthur Fiedler conducting.
You want to know a good thing about this piece?
Yes.
It's not actually by Mozart. It's by Mozart's dad.
Is it really?
Leopold Mozart.
I stand corrected.
And you thought you were okay. Smart because you had the answer in front of you.
I did. Cool. So Kennedy is out today, and we have the maestro himself from the Boston Pops celebrating 30 years, Keith Lockhart. Good morning, Keith.
Yoy.
Wow.
30 years.
I know. You've been swinging that wand around for a while. Your rotator cuff hurt yet?
Arm is tired, yes. Arm is very tired. Rotator cuff is shot.
Is that something that happens with conductors, finely tuned athletes?
It is. I mean, some conductors end up with rotator cuff surgery. I mean, the thing is that, you know, you're basically throwing pitches. You get the same injuries that a pitcher does, but the difference is, of course, that people say, well, you're not throwing 100 miles an hour.
Right.
No, but you're throwing 10,000 pitches a day, and you're not, you don't retire at 32 either. So,
right. You know, and you're doing a lot of shows as you get into the holidays as well. You're probably living
the most
work.
Wonderful time of the year. No, we're looking at the front end of a juggernaut that includes probably all told close to 50 concerts, 42 plus in Symphony Hall of the Holiday Pops concert, the Kids Matinees, a special new Pops brunch offering this year.
Okay.
Plus a few tour shows. We're in Providence and Manchester,
right,
and Worcester and Lowell. And after the holidays, we're coming back to do Elf. The entire movie screened on our high-def screen with the score played wonderfully by the Boston Pops. And Charlie Brown Christmas live in concert also on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Seth MacFarlane doing New Year's Eve.
So that's going to be
Is that all?
That's it. Nothing else.
And then you rest like Santa on December 26th?
I do, yes.
BostonPops.org, by the way, for all the info and tickets. Producer Dan brought this up earlier this morning on the show. Why do we gatekeep when it comes to Christmas music and holiday classics? Why is it so hard to break through with a holiday classic? The last big hit was from the 90s with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think maybe it's because, you know, Christmas for many of us is a closely guarded tradition. Mm-hmm. And letting something into the canon is tough.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, there was a time when you think about back into the 50s and like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and things, there were probably 10 or so things that went into the canon in a very short period of time. But now it's few and far between. But I have to say, we do All I Want for Christmas Is You.
You do?
Yes.
It's a crowd pleaser.
It is a crowd
every
pleaser.
Single time.
Gets the people going.
What are the other ones you guys do?
Well, let me see. Of that currency, nothing, but a lot of them recast in really cool ways.
Oh, okay.
Some things that kind of take a nod toward Mannheim Steamroller and that sort of approach to Christmas music. And but it is the most recent thing that's gone into the Pops canon, and we're looking for new submissions. I can tell you a couple things we won't do.
Okay.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas.
Justice for Paul McCartney.
I know, right?
Yeah, I love Paul McCartney, but that song.
Just not for you.
So 30 years as the Maestro of the Pops is an incredible run. Did you ever think it would last this long, and how has it changed?
Two great questions. The first one is, I knew when I came here this was a long-term commitment. Mm-hmm. It's not the kind of thing that you do for a couple of years and then say, you know, I wonder what else is out there.
Right.
I tell people joking, I say, stuck in a dead-end job, you know, that's but it's a dead-end job because it's an amazing job. But, you know, when I was 35, I don't think anybody thinks about what they're going to do almost that much time in their life again after that. And as to what's changed, it's really simple, and I'm sure it resonates with you guys. When I came to Boston in 1995, I didn't have an email address or a cell phone.
Wow.
And that has so many implications for the way that people receive entertainment. And but at the end of the day, what we still do is kind of what you guys do. I mean, you guys, people tune in to listen to you talk live on the air and set up music and things like that. It's like, can't really be automated, and live performance can't either.
Has AI?
That's my sermon.
AI infiltrated
only
your industry?
In music production and more in the commercial side of things, because most of the reason people attend classical music concerts is to see the sausage being made, if you will.
Nobody wants a robot in the third chair.
No.
Keith, we have a lot of parents of kids who might have autism or just sensory issues. And one of my favorite things that the Pops does every year is the Sensory Friendly Show. Can you talk about why it's important for you guys to do that and how that show is different and more inclusive?
I can. It's really a wonderful tradition that we kicked off shortly before the pandemic, so late, you know, 2017, 2018.
Right.
And I didn't really understand the need at that point. We had a bunch of people with obviously more perceptive than I am who convinced us that we needed to do this. And from the first moment we did that first concert, I realized why we did it. Mm-hmm. We did it because not only are we, you know, addressing a need and giving something to some people who have some very profound things to deal with, but also to their families who also have some very profound things to do with. And something that will never leave me was a mother coming up with her family, and they had an older adult son who was obviously heavily had a very big challenges in you know, dealing in mainstream society. And she said, this is the most amazing thing because we never get to go anywhere as a family where we feel that we are welcome. And you know, and I thought, wow, every holiday season feeling like you've been shunted off because you have people in your family who see the world differently and react to it differently. And we thought at the beginning we had all these doctors consulting and, you know, how where should the light levels be, and, you know, and we still try to avoid, you know, jump scares in the concert. But we've basically figured out that what it's about is just letting people be who they are, and it being a, you know, no judgment zone sort of thing. And so you have people dancing along, you have people singing along, you have people yelling, you have, you
That's
know,
amazing.
And it's
just so
but
good.
Everybody's cool with it because everybody knows what those people are dealing with.
So. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you coming in.
It's Saturday, by the way, the 6th.
Saturday, December
6th.
Okay.
Is that concert.
Yeah, bostonpops.org. If you need any information, you want to find out about tickets. Keith Lockhart from the Pops, 30 years with the Boston Pops. Congratulations on that. Bostonpops.org, again, is the website, bostonpops.org. Happy holidays.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
Ice that rotator cuff.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.